Santee Rental Spotlight, Carlton Hills and Mission Trails. Neighborhood read first. Santee's total crime rate sits at about 1,430 incidents per 100,000 residents, well below California's average of roughly 2,580 and below the U.S. average of roughly 2,320. Carlton Hills scores around B+ in San Diego metro neighborhood rankings. This is genuinely one of the safer suburban pockets in East County. The vibe is quiet, established, and family-oriented. Single-family homes, nearby schools, local shopping centers, and direct trail access to Mission Trails Regional Park. Residents describe it as ideal for commuters who want freeway access without giving up a neighborhood feel. Median household income tracks in the mid to high $80,000. The gripes are minor. It's quiet to the point of being sleepy for some, and it's not a walkable, urban environment. Rent snapshot. Zillow pegs Santee's typical rent at $2,790 per month as of June 2026, up 2.2% year over year, the strongest rent growth of the three East County cities we're tracking. Realtor.com doesn't publish Santee rent data for this smaller market, so Zillow leads. That 2.2% trend says rents are moving up here. Lock in sooner rather than later. Live listings via Rentcast. The only house-style option right now, Arminda Circle, a single-family two-bed, two-bath at $2,600 per month, roughly 958 square feet. Confirm garage access with the landlord. If a house isn't available, the apartment fallbacks. 10445 Mast Boulevard has two units live. Apartment 35 at $2,549 per month, and apartment 255 at $2,529 per month, both two-bed, two-bath at roughly 900 square feet. Town Center Parkway runs $3,164 per month for 1,010 square feet, above Zillow's typical, so you're paying for the location. Named complexes, Lakeview Park Apartments on Mast Boulevard, Google rated 3.8 out of 5 stars, a solid fallback. Carlton Country Club Villas on Carlton Oaks Drive, 3.5 stars. Tap the link on screen for current photos and availability.